Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, again with my wife, Reverend Renee, and we're ready to continue our study of the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today's lesson 268, Let All Things Be Exactly As They Are. So before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Let all things be exactly as they are.
Let me not be your critic, Lord, today, and judge against you. Let me not attempt to interfere with your creation and distort it into sickly forms. Let me be willing to withdraw my wishes from its unity and thus to let it be as you created it. For thus will I be able to recognize myself as you created me. In love was I created, and in love will I remain forever. What can frighten me when I let all things be exactly as they are?
Let not our sight be blasphemous today, nor let our ears attend to lying tongues. Only reality is free of pain. Only reality is free of loss. Only reality is wholly safe. And it is only this we seek today. Let all things be exactly as they are. And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. One of the most important and necessary steps that we need to take on this journey of awakening is to begin to accept wholeheartedly our purpose is to allow and to accept all things just as they are. And as you like to say, just as they aren't sometimes. Which kind of brings the point home. It looks like things are not the way they should be. And the ego wants to go about fixing them. I remember when I was staying at a monastery for a period of time a few years ago, we would get up every day and we would actually do a reading with the Course in Miracles in a circle in a meditation room. And you know, it was usually 6, 8, 10 people, and we're sitting around just after breakfast, and someone would be assigned to read a passage from the textbook or whatever they would choose in A Course in Miracles. And then after that, we would be assigned responsibilities for the day. But the whole point of the day was to watch your thoughts. And you would be assigned, you know, different areas to work around the monastery. And I began to notice that everything was just patchwork. Everything just, nothing really fit together. You know, and I wanted to fix it. I went, well, that color doesn't match this color over here. And those windows over there, they're not the same kind of windows as you have, you know. And I would say, well, I can go help do this or I can go help do that. And one of my most difficult lessons that I really needed to get and did was one of the guides would say, that's not your area. To just leave it alone. It's not your area. We have, and indeed, we all have an assignment. We came here with an assignment. And I've spent most of my life just trying to figure out what my assignment was so that I could begin to attend to it because I have been very, very distracted by the world and all the things that look to be needing to be fixed. And I'm still yet today attempting to really, truly embrace those lessons, to let things be as they are, to leave things alone that are not my area, to watch my thoughts, and to allow everything to be just as it is and just as it isn't. Let all things be exactly as they are.
when reading this, I had that experience that I witness you have often, where you're just moved to tears. And in reading the part that I read today is the italicized part, the prayer part. And wow, it just really touched my heart. You know, let me be willing not to be your critic. And it's a capital Y. You know, let me not be God's critic today, or judge against God, or judge against, you know, Holy Spirit, or judge against Christ, which is my brother and sister who are my Savior. And let me not attempt to interfere with God's creation and distort it into sickly forms. Oh my gosh. We had Tony mentioned the time earlier today, and he said, "Oh, that's good." And I said, "Is it?" It's like, really, we are stating that something is good or bad continuously. It's a wonder we function. You know, it's pretty exhausting being the critic of the world, you know? Yeah. And so let all things be exactly as they are. What an incredible practice this is, just for today, just for today, to be aware of this. And it says, let not our sight be blasphemous. I mean, you know, that heralds back to religiosity, blasphemer, you know, and that, you know, just my mere judgment of something, my critique of something, or when we want to, you know, when we're a little more enlightened, well, my opinion of something. It's really insanity. Reality is free of pain. Only reality is free of loss. Only reality is wholly safe. So I'm just really struck by this practice today. I'm excited about it. And the very last line of the prayer, what can frighten me when I let all things be exactly as they are? So all of those things that scare me in the world are all a result of me masking it with my critique, my judgment, my, you know, my opinions. But if I were to let it be exactly as it is, I would be able to see and nothing would frighten me. And so this is a pathway of fearlessness. It's a pathway of releasing control. It's a pathway of humility. And as, you know, Brother T said to begin with, a pathway of allowance. And as we teach allowance, allowance is really just code word for forgiveness. And what is forgiveness? It's going back before I give a judgment. So, you know, here we are. Again, at our purpose of this experience is to practice forgiveness to the point where we clear the field of all of the clutter and the dross of our judgments, which metamorphosize into sickly forms, which metamorphosize into concepts of sin, which metamorphosize into, you know, concepts of hatred and otherness and separation. It's such a slippery slope. But today, let all things be exactly as they are. What a courageous act that is for us to do today. What a courageous act it is to trust sufficiently, to trust enough to let everything be just as it is. And you will have critics who will be saying, well, no, you must do something about it. You must. And especially in our culture right now, how courageous it would be to be still today and let everything be exactly as it is.
Mm. Even for the next hour would be a good practice.
Or the next minute. Yeah. Or I'm thinking of nanosecond. I think that was like a Mork and Mindy Mork thing. Nano. The next nanosecond. Yeah. Wasn't that Mork?
I don't. Mindy?
You didn't watch that. It might have been.
I don't think I was old enough for that.
No, you were past that. All right.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, this is a really important lesson, so I want to encourage everyone to set your clock, your smartphone, and let that little alarm go off every hour. Let all things be exactly as they are so that we can monitor our thoughts. We can really watch our thoughts today, hour to hour, with a gentle reminder, let all things be exactly as they are.
And you're about to say, stay the course. Mm-hmm. And this lesson reminds me of stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Yeah, we'll stay in our lane today and we'll stay the course. Absolutely. We love you. Thanks so much, Mighty Companion, for being here with us. We appreciate you so much. And we will be back. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created, and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send it returns to me.